Here's Chicago news we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. John Borden passed away on Monday night. No details on announcements of services or remembrances. When we get that information, we will pass it along to you here on Robinhood Radio. And our area lost another talented individual who resided here for many years. As we learned of the death of Joel Remsen, who lived with his wife Cynthia Rice in Sharon until last year, it's reported he passed away as a result of coronavirus. Joel was a gifted musician, also assistant conductor of the Met, and directed opera all over the country. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Cynthia and the family. Region 1 Board of Education has a subcommittee meeting at 1 o'clock, that is by Zoom, in Sheffield. The virtual meeting for the Board of Selectmen will be held as well. Northeast New York has their grievance day on Zoom. The Board of Assessors will hold the 2020 grievance day. Hearing hours will be from 3 to 5 and 6 until 8 p.m. You can get the Zoom information to join in at their website. The Board of Assessors is meeting with a virtual meeting in Sheffield at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Dover, New York, Town Board regular meeting at Town Hall, 6:30. The Planning Board will have a virtual meeting following the agenda. They will review nomination of vice chairman and board and requests and possible action adding a selection for adult use of marijuana establishments and the deliberation guide for public hearings that is being held in Sheffield. Regional Middle School Athletics and Activities Committee meeting will be held at 6 p.m. via Zoom. You can get that information once again from websites. The ABC Committee meeting has a meeting at 7 p.m. You can join that meeting via Zoom as well. Falls Village, a public hearing will be conducted on May 28th at 7 o'clock by the Board of Finance regarding the proposed spending plan for 2020 and 21. You can log in via Zoom. That information is on the Falls Village website. Norman Rockwell Museum invites you to an evening of fun to benefit the museum. Sip, sketch, and socialize. It's a virtual art party Friday from 5:30 till 7. Sip, sketch, and socialize is on Zoom. You can go to the website for the Norman Rockwell Museum for more information. Dutchess County has been partially reopened. The designation on Tuesday that the Mid-Hudson region could enter the first phase of New York's reopening process meant construction and manufacturing could resume, and select retailers could offer curbside or in-store pickup. That may have not created a seismic shift for residents, according to a story in the Poughkeepsie Journal, considering many large retailers and small shops were already able to offer curbside services and some construction and manufacturing was already deemed essential through the past few months of Governor Andrew Cuomo's coronavirus pandemic restrictions. Industry experts also say it takes time for a worksite to resume activities and add a safety plan is needed before businesses can reopen. But Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro said Tuesday's milestone carried plenty of symbolism for offering concrete movement for local business and the economy. Quote, "There are those who say nothing really changes," end quote, Molinaro said. But for those who work in businesses with restrictions that were lifted Tuesday, he continued, quote, "Their lives changed today," end quote. Meanwhile, the resumption of elective surgeries, a sign of a return to normal, already happened at the Sharon Hospital. The Westchester Medical Center Health Network has begun rescheduling outpatient surgical procedures at two hospitals in Dutchess and Ulster counties. That's a step forward in the region's process of returning to normal, providing quality, safe, routine elective medical care. Patients who need ambulatory surgical services, elective outpatient procedures in which patients enter and leave surgical facilities on the same day without an overnight stay can now schedule their procedures at Health Alliance, a Broadway campus in Kingston and Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital in Poughkeepsie. Tern Park Art Space, a 16-acre former quarry turned sculpture park and cultural center on Moscow Road in West Stockbridge, Massachusetts, is suspending its 2020 May through October season due to the coronavirus pandemic. The planned retrospective of Tern Park Art Space architect Alexander Kostanyov passed away in 2019, as well as exhibitions from Doug Fitch and Arkady Kotler, will be postponed till 2021. A planned outdoor activity activity, including performances and workshops, will either be canceled or postponed to future dates. The Gatehouse and Garage Galleries and the gift shop will remain closed until further notice. However, the grounds will remain open to the public from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. daily in accordance with current public safety guidelines. In Lenox, a historic Blantyre resort is closing the individual guests until next May in response to the coronavirus pandemic and its severe impact on the leisure and business travel industry. During the temporary shutdown, General Manager Stephen Benson told the Berkshire Eagle the 110-acre luxury country house property at 16 Blantyre Road will be available for meetings, retreats, life celebrations, and weddings, and lodging restrictions are eased by the governor. When that happens, it's happening supposedly in June or July. Benson explained that the Boston Symphony Orchestra's recent cancellation of its Tanglewood Live performance schedule extinguished the resort's last flicker of hope to salvage the summer season as reservations plummeted at a tremendous pace. And due to the fallout from COVID-19 pandemic, Berkshire County's unemployment rate has soared to 16.6% in April, according to figures released by the Executive Office of Labor and Workforce Development. The jobless rate in the county's two cities are even higher, climbing to 18.7% in North Adams and 18.8% in Pittsfield. The state unemployment rate is 15.9%. The results on Tuesday are not seasonally adjusted. The county's labor force dropped by 5,000 in April to 57,586, and the number employed by some 12,000 to 48,003. The number of unemployed jumped by 7,000 to 9,583 in April from 2,432 the previous month. The Berkshire unemployment rate was 3.9% in March and 3.5% just 12 months ago. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up over 500 points to 24,995.11 yesterday. The Nasdaq starts off today at 9340.22 and the S&P 500 at 2991.77. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that'll come your way in just a few moments.